and your garbage is picked up by
the trash man. Mm-hmm. And he's city, of course. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And say someone that that has a is able to gain a lot of favors from City Hall. He is someone who has a lot of political influence. Is there any way that you would say that? So someone has a lot of political what?
Pool.
Pool, yeah, that's one way you would say.
Pool.
Anything else you might use there?
They call them lobbyists, mm-hmm. you know, in congressional.
Montgomery's changed their form of city government.
Right, with council and so forth. And that was from the commission formed.
It's probably a little more difficult to have pull
with the nine city councilmen. Yes, I think it was quite easy to have it when they had the commission.
No doubt about it.
Right.
We didn't exactly have the brightest commissioners in the world anymore. Anyway.
Isn't that the truth? And oh boy, we had just heard about the policemen and their records. Mm-hmm. Themselves and how little is determined by them is just enough to make you sick. When we have a breakfast at our church every second Sunday of every month, and we have different speakers as guest contributors, mm-hmm. and this time we had a lawyer, and he was telling us about all the dirty things that go on there, and when they found out, they had to have a record exposed to them of a policeman, mm-hmm. and he had at least 6 pages of just dirt that was in his record.
Yeah, I know why that's going on too, because I know Swindler and Ryan both down there, and one of these boys that was in all this trouble.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, he's the same age I am. He grew up in Chisholm where I did. He had a criminal record.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm sure they knew it when they hired him. But he stayed in trouble when he was growing up. In fact, he was probably the worst person in our neighborhood as far as being in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And when I heard he was on the police force, I was really surprised.
I know.
And now he's
uh-huh.
going to indict him for murder. Has he been indicted yet, or just a...
I don't know. Is he one of those with the
white
face? Because that was what we were talking about.
Yeah, see, he's
too.
the one who was accused of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
If it, I know who is too. Went to high school when I did. He, I don't know as much about. He's the one who pulled the trigger.
Yeah, uh huh.
And there is
And then they lied about it.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Lied about that. Didn't murder. It's just probably an accident. I mean, because he's
like a type of person.
Yeah, he really is. And my mother and daddy were really distressed when they found out he was put on the police force because my dad was taught him in Sunday school, and he was just the. That was probably the person they were talking about when all this dirt because he really has. I know for a fact had a record.
He
was involved in all kind of. Things like disturbing the peace.
And they were just talking about how badly needed a police review board is, a citizens review board, because so many of them get into these kind of things, you know, that protect, are supposed to be to protect you.
Yeah, well, somebody, one in the paper.
And you want a criminal protecting you.
One in the paper was just found guilty of assault, of an attempt to murder or something
right.
like that today. But it really is, I think, I was really surprised because it seems to me that, that a lot of those boys that they're hiring are the very worst element of Montgomery, I think, because I know at least a half a dozen of them or so that I wouldn't trust from here to the
door.
And what